Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, continues. He needs your prayers. He's in the hospital, and he's going to be for the next couple of days. So, send up those prayers, ladies and gentlemen, so we can get him healthy and back to the program on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So send up a little prayer for Butch Paul today, tomorrow, and until he recovers. So, but I do have a special guest today. We have Greg Hunter of the USAWatchdog.com joining us, or joining me and you. But while we're waiting to connect with Greg, we're going to go ahead and do the market report for Tuesday, September 25th, 2018. So there's a lot of things going on today, but let's get to the gold and silver prices. You have gold. You know, we're still hovering around that 1,200 level, which I think is a fairly nice level considering with the Fed coming out tomorrow with everyone's indication that there's going to be a quarter point rate hike. Usually there's a little more pressure on gold, but maybe that's why gold hasn't been able to grow any legs past this level of 1,200. So we're currently at 1,201.60 and the New York spot price up $1.80. Silver had a good day today, up 21 cents at $14.54. Platinum was down $4 at $826 and palladium was up $1 at $1,066. So they're taking a little bit of breather after their big moves here of the last week or so. USDX today is a little weaker, down 0.11 at 94.14. Crude oil continues to climb just slightly today, 0.23 at 72.31. Paper markets were, basically quiet today. And again, we're waiting for tomorrow, the big day, I guess, the big announcement from the Fed. Not quite sure how big of an announcement that's going to be. But the Dow was down 69 points today at 26,492. The NASDAQ was up 14 points at 8,007, back above over 8. And the S&P was down 3.80 at 2,915. 10-year yield, 3.10 on the 10-year yield, up 0.02. Let's see, the euro was 118. That's gradually climbing, of course, as we see the pressure on the dollar. And, again, just another mixed bag. European markets were fairly quiet overnight. And let's see what Bitcoin did today. That was down 4% today. 3.97%, almost 4% for Bitcoin. Well, as soon as we have, I think we already do have Greg standing by, and we're going to bring him on early today as we're minus Butch Paul, and it's just a little more time that we can spend with Greg. So, good afternoon, Greg.
Afternoon to you. I'm writing somebody who wrote me this. I'll just open up with this because this is, I'm not going to use her name. Woman writes me because I can't give financial advice, but I'm going to tell her what I think. Her name is Cynthia. She writes me and says, and the message is help. I have no one to trust to go to. I trust you. Please answer my question. I will be brief. Should I pay off my mortgage if I can still have money saved? I am retired. Ding, 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 ding. Please note. When you I am retired. You cannot have a retirement plan without owning your home. With a pension, I can live on. Well, pension's a debt ball, and you're exposed to the market and bonds and everything else. Mm-hmm. My financial planner is fighting me not to pay off but refinance. Idiot! And listen, and I listen to you and want to own my home no matter how much investment opportunity I lose. He says it would be very unwise and I would pay huge taxes to pay it off. So the hell what? What huge taxes? That's a lie.
Yeah.
In other words, yeah, I'll get to that. Hold on. I will not hold you responsible for any mistake. Okay, fine. So here's what I said. Cynthia, you have to make this choice for yourself. That's my disclaimer. That said, I have my home pay 2024 period, your financial planner probably tells you, quote, you need a tax deduction, end quote. I say, you pay dearly for that deduction. Do the math yourself. Add up 12 months of payments together minus interest and see what that deduction costs you. In general, I say, you pay a dollar to get 30 cents back. Hey, why in the heck don't you just pay the government 30 cents? If you're a young person that has to choose between a mortgage of $1,000 per month or rent of $1,000 per month, then it's a no-brainer. Yes. For someone like you, it's dangerous. Why? What happens if your payment stream is interrupted? You think the bank is not going to go crazy taking everything back? See, I think that's what they'll do. When they find out their bonds are for caca, they're going to go, God, what can we get? Real stuff, houses, boom. My second point, this is now the longest expansion in history. You got to sell to take a profit, take a profit. Also, you live pretty cheap. You can live pretty cheap when all you have to pay are property taxes and insurance. Finally, you own your home, you sleep at night. Peace, love, Greg.
That's perfect advice. You're right. You can't retire when you have a mortgage. I mean,
What happens if your payment stream gets interrupted?
Yep.
What happens if they do to you what they did to the Teamsters? Hey, y'all, your $1,000 a month is now $500 or $400.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep.
Do you think they're going to be able to pay? People think they have, I have a federal budget. I have a pension from the state of Illinois. Oh, great, great. They're not mowing their highways already out there. So, and they're closing their rest stops. That's just a little side note of how bad it is. They can't mow their highways, and they're closing some of their rest stops. I've driven through there just recently. You drive through there, you look in the highway, and in the middle of the road, we used to be done in the middle of the highway, 64. You got trees as big as your wrists. Oh, that's supposed to be there, right? No, they stopped mowing a few years ago. They can only mow, that costs money. Equipment, wear and tear, gas, fuel, time, overtime, personnel.
And that isn't the only state either. It's not the only state that's cutting back.
No. Yeah. You go into some other states, and it looks like a golf course. You go to Tennessee, it looks like a golf course. Everything's mowed all the way to the fences. You go to Illinois, there's one little strip, maybe, that's mowed, and then all the way to the fences is stuff up to your chest with trees, as big around as your wrist. So, you think that you get a pension. Listen, let me tell you what your pension is. It's a debt ball. It's a ball exposed to Wall Street. So, having a pension is a wonderful thing. It's not a guaranteed knockdown for sure. The taxpayers only have so much money. A company only has so much money. So, anyway, how you doing?
Just fine. I saw a headline today. I didn't get a chance to read the details on it, but it said people are paying more in taxes than they are for their food and clothing.
Well, yeah, because everybody wants free stuff.
Yep.
And the free stuff costs stuff.
Yep.
I want some free stuff. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep. Well, we'll go to the free tree, and we'll pull some money off there. And we'll pay for your free stuff. People are absolutely moronic about how money works and how the world works. They're moronic. I mean, really. We've never been in, even my own family, which I know they're not listening to radio programs like this because it's too intelligent for them. Even my own family, they're just in a total fog as to how exposed they are. One of my family members has a federal pension. Oh, yeah, that's going to work out great for you. Another one has a teacher's pension. And they just think they're taking trips and vacations, and, man, we made it. That's what you think making it is. Well, they got their house paid for, so good for them. But, your income stream gets interrupted, and you don't think that that pensions could get cut, do you? You don't think the pensions in Illinois could get cut, do you, if they bankrupt?
Well, you know what these financial planners are telling these people. And I know
this financial planner told her, according to her,
what they're
refinance your house. Are you retarded?
Not only that, Greg, what they're telling them is don't worry. Leave your money in the market because if it corrects, it's going to come back just like it did in 2008. And people believe this. They believe, well, it came back once. It's going to come back again. So, hey, we're doing great now, so we're just going to leave it there. And this is what they're being told. This is what they're being brainwashed to. This is, how they're being conditioned and manipulated. And it really is amazing. It's like what you said. You sell high. You sell when it's hitting all these peaks. And yet people are just blind to what they should be doing.
Oh, well, you know what? I don't know what to tell people. They're in the fantasy world of fantasy worlds. I mean, you got a record amount of people living paycheck to paycheck, and they can't get off their damn smartphone.
Yeah.
People ask me all the time, what should I do? Cut your cable, cut your smartphone bill, buy a burner with a minimum package, get off the phone, get off your cable, stop going out to eat, pay off your car, don't buy a new car. Wait a minute. Oh, I don't have any good news for you. I'm sorry. You know, some people are just going to be effed. I'm sorry, but some people are going to be effed. You've got a lot of time to prepare for this. You know, some people feel like, well, I've been preparing and preparing. Well, good for you. They got a lot of time to prepare for this.
Yes, they have. Many years.
You know, we're right now, we're at silver and gold at I just had an expert on talking about the mining and minting cost of silver and gold, and we're really about right where the price is to mine it and mint it and put it on a truck and put it in your store.
Mm-hmm.
We're at about $14 an ounce. I mean, some less or more, but we're talking about an average, you know, a general. We're talking really close to mining costs right now for gold and silver. Some miners can do it for $1,100, some for more, for $1,300, some, you know, but you're talking about mining, and then the mint and smelting and pounding it into the coin cost, you know, if you're selling coins. Even if you're selling bars, you know, there's the science of gold and silver and the measurement of the bars and coins is an exacting amount. I mean, it's good for, I don't know, 6 decimal points, generally, for coins. I mean, it's close. It's really close for coinage. For bars, I think it's 3 decimal points. It has to be within 3 decimal points. So it's close. And it costs money to do that. And so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we've had a great... can you hear me, Greg, okay?
Yes, I can. I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, these are great prices for gold and silver. And there's only one, you know, we're going to have ups and downs. Everybody wants to know what the low is. Is it going to go lower so I can buy? It's like, what are you talking about? This is low. This is low. Wake up.
Wake up. This is mining cost. I mean, you're talking about buying something at mining cost. And this is why, if you look at the countries, which have been doing this for a while, and this has been going, it takes a while for, you know, they don't, you know, big countries for national sovereign wealth funds and national, a national goals and big goals. I mean, they don't just do this overnight. Okay, let's go out Tuesday and buy all the gold we can. What's that? That ain't the way that works. And that's why you've seen this, you know, China, they've been loving the whole gold thing because they've been buying it and buying it and buying the mining production and buying the, you know, and then also, you know, they're thumping it. I mean, nobody in their right mind would, like, last Friday they sold $1 billion worth of gold in a minute and drove the price down. Who would try to sell? Who would try to liquidate and try to say, let's see how low we can get the price so we can make less money? And which the CTFC, the reason why they don't do anything is because the Exchange Stabilization Fund calls over and says, back off, you know, go play video games and, you know, watch sports or porn or whatever. Don't worry about it. I mean, this is the CTFC's, we should abolish it. They're not doing anything.
No, they aren't.
They aren't. I mean, come on, it's obvious. They've paid fines. We had admissions of them rigging the gold and silver market from major banks. We had admissions. I mean, they paid fines. I mean, this is not like some crazy, you know, conspiracy theory. What Deutsche Bank? We rigged the gold and silver markets. We rigged. What about all these banks? I mean, you can look up plenty of stories from big banks of rigging LIBOR, rigging the commodities market, rigging gold, rigging silver, rigging the Forex market. I mean, come on.
No one goes to jail.
nobody goes to jail. And then we have this additional $21 trillion. I mean, yeah. Listen, to your people that are listening to this, I just had dinner with Dr. Mark Skidmore, who was the professor who had a team of people at Michigan State University use government data that's now been scrubbed off the Internet to figure out in just two departments, DOD and HUD, and that they had $21 million what's missing or undocumented expenses, they call it missing for common people like me. They were trying to figure out, trying to get an audit, whatever, and it came up, lo and behold, the government says, well, that's a national security issue now. So that's like a guy that you walks out in a pair of shorts and you say, wow, Bob, your leg is black from the knee down, man. And he goes, oh, really? Yeah, I think you got gangrene. And he goes, oh, hold on a minute. And he goes back in his house and comes back out with long pants and socks and shoes. And you say, and he says, hey, how do we look now? I guess you took care of it. I can't see it anymore. Good. Let's go eat. I mean, that's what we got going on here, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to pretend, you're pretending your way into a terrible situation, and then you'll be like, oh, we should have done that. Why didn't you tell us? Well, we did. Well, I'm telling you now. I mean, there's a lot more money printed out there than what you would ever imagine is out there. And, you know, could the price go down in a liquidation? Yes, but then try to buy it at the bottom, because when you try to buy it at the bottom, and then what happens is, oh, hey, you know, remember when silver back in 2009 went down to $9 an ounce? Remember that?
Yep.
So I had a neighbor say, what should I do? I said, you should go out and buy silver. Would you help me? I said, I'll help you, but I'll have to go down. It was in St. Louis. And went down to, I don't know, Scotsman Coin in St. Louis, and they were able to find a couple of monster boxes. Do you know what the commission was per coin?
Pretty expensive.
It was $6 a coin. It was 60, yep. $9. It was 60. It was more than 50%. It was, what was it, 60%? $6 on $9 silver.
Yep.
And so, you know, what was the mining cost? About $14. So, you know, could you buy it cheaper? Yeah. You could buy it below mining cost or at, it was 2009, so it's almost 10 years ago. So maybe that was mining cost, $9. I don't know. But the commissions went sky high, and you could barely find it. It wasn't plentiful. Now, the rich people, and I know what's happening now is that there's, you know, a lot of businesses, coin dealers are slow, but let me tell you, the big tonnage people, according to Rob Kirby, the people working in tonnage are busy. Rich people are venting off these profits into land, according to Catherine Austin Fitz, for rich people, really, the top 100 landholders in the world, have doubled their land holding.
Yeah,
so the rich people are buying real stuff.
Yep. It's the only thing that lasts. And it's the only thing that's worth anything when we go into the times that we're going to be facing. And it's proven time in history will show, you know. People want land, people want gold, artwork, things of real value.
Now, that's why you're seeing the artwork go crazy, because there's no futures market for artwork. So you're seeing artwork get bid up, you know, a painting for, you know, ridiculous millions and millions of dollars. And the reason why, there's no futures market to control it.
Yep.
I was talking to David Morgan, and said, you know, it's fun.
Hold those thoughts, Greg. We're heading into a break, the first break of the day, and we'll be returning right after these few short messages. Thank you for joining us.
We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm very pleased today to have Greg Hunter joining us of USAWatchdog.com. Please make sure you get to the website. He's got some great interviews. He does a weekly wrap-up of the news on Fridays, and he just keeps getting better and better. The information is just on spot, and we always appreciate when he takes time out of his very busy schedule to join us every month. So thank you, Greg. And, you know, just as a little sidebar here, you know, they gave Bill Cosby, do you believe he got sentenced today? Do you believe that is a...
He wasn't planning on his career ending this way, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
He was not planning on his career ending this way. That's for sure. So that, you know, for a guy his age, 3 to 10 years, he'll probably have to spend all, well, he's at least 3, and it might probably be 5, but at his age, 5 years in prison? My God, what happens to his empire? What happens to his earning ability? You know, whatever he made is whatever he made. You know, I actually saw a Cosby show running on TV Land or somewhere, and I couldn't believe it was even on. You know, the sad thing about that is all the other people that were on with him, which didn't have anything to do with that, are all going to be penalized because, you know, of how, what he did. I mean, they didn't have it. Felicia Rashad didn't have anything to do with that. Right? He's been under these other people on the show, but yet they were involved in this show of his for years and had some sort of an income, which I can't imagine a lot of people would even be, that a lot of, you know, outlets would be running this. Right?
I agree.
So, but anyway, but Silver is the only David Morgan was telling me this. Silver was the only thing that has a consortium or a group to hold the price down. I mean, anybody else trying to hold the price down of something would be, that'd be illegal. So, he says ultimately there's going to be a natural corner in that. When he says that, he says the demand is going to be so great for it that it's just going to be cornered naturally, and the price is going to rise naturally just because of supply-demand issues. When that's what he thinks, and which is why they've been doing this with the silver price anyway, because, you know, they want to make their iPhones and everything cheap. And he also has some pretty amazing things he's going to be on tomorrow. But he said, you know, if we just had everybody in America just have a couple of ounces of silver, we'd be out. You'd be overrun mining supply. Just a couple ounces for 350 million people in America, we'd be out. Boom, just like that. So everybody can't have a little. You know, they say everybody can have a little. He says, no, they can't. Everybody cannot have a little. He said, that's how, just shows you how tight the supply is. But I wanted to bring up something. Hold on. I wanted to bring something up, and I'm doing it on your show first. I was going to bring it up for the weekly news wrap-up, but I'm going to put it on your show. Okay?
Thank you. Okay.
So I wanted to talk about, you know, because people always are really fuzzy about what they're doing and stating their opinion as fact on the Internet. And, you know, your opinion is not a stated fact. What you think is going to happen is not a stated fact. But I want to tell you what's already happened. And it's not my opinion. It's what's already happened. And I want to go back to the executive order on December 21st, 2017. And it was the executive order blocking the property of persons. This is on whitehouse.gov, incidentally. All this is on whitehouse.gov. Executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse, trafficking, or corruption. That's a big window. Or corruption. Do you mean any corruption? And in it, it says that its goal is to, quote, protect the financial system of the United States. Whoa. Now, you would think that if you're a White House reporter, you would be required to read what the hell is on whitehouse.gov. Wouldn't you be required to do that if you were a White House correspondent?
Well,
at least know what's on whitehouse.gov?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anybody
yes.
asking Sarah Sanders about this? It goes on. This is a national emergency to deal with that threat. Protecting the financial national emergency. Let's fast forward. It also says, and this is something else in the executive order, that the United States seeks to impose tangible and significant consequences on those who commit serious human rights abuse or engage in corruption. You mean like the Uranium One deal? You mean like the fraud of the Iran not signed deal where people got bribed, according to Iranian officials in the West? Or engage in financial corruption, as well as protect the financial system of the United States. This is all part of the December 21st, 2017 executive order on whitehouse.gov. And he hereby declared a national emergency, right? Now, let's fast forward here to July 20th, 2018. Notice regarding continuation of the national emergency with respect to transnational criminal organizations. He reiterated, we are in a national emergency. This is activities of significant transnational criminal organizations continue to pose an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States. For this reason, the national emergency declared in off order 1381 on July 24, 2011. So we're in a national emergency and continuing now from last year and before that, January 24, 2011. We're in a national emergency, y'all. This is again being reiterated for July 20th. We're in a national emergency for people doing serious human rights and corruption. And then if you go fast forward here to the September 13th, a few weeks ago, executive order imposing certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference in a United States election. Pretty wide foreign interference. You mean like all those illegal aliens voting in the millions? And people like Google and Soros helping them? You mean like that? We're in a national emergency. And we have executive orders on interfering with our elections. And, oh, there's another confiscation aspect with this latest one on the 13th of September, that if you're engaged in helping foreign nationals interfere with our elections, you mean like Google with Voto Latino? You mean like that? You mean like George Soros? You mean like him? So, people, you're being lied to. And we're talking about blocking and prohibition of all transactions in a person's property and interest. We're talking about confiscations, blocking. We are in a national emergency for criminal conduct, for emergency executive order on certain sanctions in the event of foreign interference. We are in a national emergency for criminal continuation, national emergency with respect to transnational crime organizations. It goes back to the 11th of the 2011. We're not, you know, listen, we are in, the president is trying to warn you all. We're in a national emergency, and there is a possibility of criminal activity with voting and human trafficking, corruption, the confiscation of assets that's going to be used and already has been used, and that there's serious problems that could happen to the financial system. That's why he's in a national emergency. So you can stick your head in the sand, and this is a fact, and you can look it up on whitehouse.gov. Now, just because that none of the idiot stooges paid for propagandists in the White House press corps is going to ask Sarah Sanders about this doesn't mean it's not going on, because it is, and it's in writing, and it's on whitehouse.gov. So, I don't know what is going to happen, but I do know that the president and the White House is warning the country about severe actions of confiscation, voter fraud, human trafficking, corruption, and that there's a national emergency and been in place since 2011. There's another national emergency about the financial system, been in place since December of 2017. They are confiscating assets, and that to me is a pretty awful backdrop and makes me want to run, Forrest, run out of the paper world.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, because I thought there was one previous to this one, and you just mentioned it, the one that was back in 2011 of the national emergency.
Ding,
there
ding,
might
ding.
Have even
that's...
been, yeah. Well, there's
so
been
the
quite a few
is
over
warning
the years.
With one executive order after another about various sundry attacks and actions and warnings of emergency, national emergency, not doing this for his health. You think one of the people in the, this is why I bring up the White House press corps, you think somebody would bring up the, hey, can you tell us about this national emergency that's going on that you just put out in July? You think anybody would ask him about that? How about Sarah Sanders? She'd probably love a legitimate question about something they're posting on the internet. You know, it is posted on the internet.
That must be true. But, Greg, I got a question
well,
for
it's
you.
It's on whitehouse.gov.
Yeah, I know. I was just kidding. But, you know, on the national emergency, by him issuing these documents or these executive orders, and I mean any president, doesn't that give them the ability to do things? I mean, if you look at trade, if you look at some of these trade agreements and like NAFTA and so forth, and they're being rewritten, they're able to investigate, and you'll see that it all comes back that they're, he'll say, you know, check into this to see if this breaches our national security. So does this national emergency executive orders allow them to do that?
I think it allows them to do a wide variety of things. I mean, look what they just did with Mexico, and Canada freaked out. And that was they cut a deal with Mexico. Well, you know, a part of that deal is you can no longer, Mexico, get stuff from China, put it in shell companies, and ship it up here under NAFTA with no tariffs. No longer, that's out. Why do you think Canada is freaking out? Because they're all getting bribed on both sides of the border, and they're allowing us to be screwed over by China, who's going to lower our trade deficit numbers by making it look like China, like Mexico and Canada are trading with us when they're just shell companies, where China is sending the stuff into Canada and Mexico, our friends. And you wonder why China is saying things like President Trump is holding a knife to our necks. Yeah, well, the jig's up. Yeah, we have a $375 billion annual trade deficit, and China's like, well, they want to keep that shitty, excuse me, that crappy deal. They want to keep that, to us. They want to keep it. How dare you? We paid our bribe money, dang it. That's why you wonder why they're mad. We paid our bribe money. Why do you think the Iranians are mad that Trump backed out of the Iranian deal that was never signed, according to the Kerry State Department that sent a letter to Mike Pompeo, who is now the Secretary of State? That's funny. And, you know, because they paid their bribe money, dang it. Why are they so upset? Same thing with the Chinese. Why do you think they're so upset? Well, a lot of these are American companies shipping back in, but, you know, what Trump is doing is bringing the capital home. He knows the whole world's going to go into the ash can, to the crapper. He knows it's going to happen. It's happening. He knows it. He's bringing as much capital home as he can. He's getting the best deals he can with trade, because he's working on the reset right now, people. You know, we're going to have to make something when this is all over. We're not going to be able to print money and buy it from China at Walmart. That's why he's getting rid of the regulation. He wants people to make stuff here. So, you know, the big things are going on, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of pain, I think. I think it's the only way to get us out of this, frankly.
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Yeah, I've said for years, you know, people think that we're just going to kindly do these executive orders and not feel any pain. There's going to be a lot of pain. and it's not going to continue as is. So get prepared. Everyone is going to be affected by this, but it's the only way we can fix things. We have to experience the pain in order to fix anything or even attempt to fix things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. And, you know, I'm not sure what is China going to do. There's been reports that they're not going to mess with treasuries. You know, they're not going to mess with, dumping the dollar or anything like that. But what else can they really do? I mean, do they really have enough control over their exports in order to carry on this trade war? Or can they actually hurt U.S. exporters and to a degree?
They only export, we only export about $150 billion worth of $125 billion worth of stuff to them. I mean, it's $500 billion in trade, and they get $375 billion to their good, and we have $125. I think that's what it is. I think the gross numbers are. So, how many sanctions can they put on us? Well, only $125 billion. And so, you've heard where China is not as strong as people think they are. They got a lot of debt. They got a lot of people. And, I used to say about Tampa Bay, the good news about Tampa Bay is the bay. It's beautiful. The bad news about Tampa Bay is when a hurricane hits, it can fill up and flood the whole thing out because it bottlenecks out and you can't get the water out fast enough. You know, the good thing about China is it's got a lot of people. The bad thing about China is it's got a lot of people. I mean, right?
It certainly does.
So they're going to get into a fight with the United States over the, and if they try to, I think, call over to Mnuchin and say, we're going to hold them to maturity. Sorry. So there you go. You got $1 trillion. You're going to hold it to. We'll pay you. Pays off in 10 years. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely, I do.
Now, what would that do to America? What would that do to our ability to borrow? What would that do to our, we'd have to live within our means. Heaven forbid. No more free stuff? Think about that. I'll tell you what would happen with these liberals if they started saying, oh, hey, listen, we're going to pay foreign nationals food stamps and housing and all that stuff that you're going to pay for it, poor people on the Democrat side that you keep, that's what you're voting for. So we're going to take it from you. Boom! That would stop overnight.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, I think we should take care of Americans. That's what I think. I don't believe in socialism, but if somebody needs help, the first person in line that should get help is an American citizen.
Agreed.
Not somebody from Venezuela or an MS-13 or somebody from Mexico. And, it'd be like me going down and think how this would go. I want to go down to Mexico and I go to the council or down to their social programs down there and say, hi, I'm an American citizen. Here's my passport. Here's who I am. I want some free stuff. Can I have some free stuff? How well do you think that would go? Oh, and I want to sneak in here illegally. Don't you do anything to me. Is that going to go well for me? I think it's a 2-year minimum sentence in Mexico if you enter the country illegally. Let's just do what Mexico does. What Mexico does.
Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing, but they're not enforcing the laws like they should have.
They're trying to stop a lot of these people. But, I mean, the real deal is what's going on. It's not the Kavanaugh hearings where they're worried about Roe v. Wade. What they're worried about is Kavanaugh being seated to the bench on the Supreme Court, and then the indictment starting. Not all at once, but there's going to be some big ones, and I'll bet you Hillary Clinton and John Brennan are going to be 1-2 or 2-1 in the hit parade.
I hope so. Hey, hold those thoughts. We're going to talk about that when we get back. We're heading into our second break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival.
Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com. Please make sure you get to the website, listen to all his great interviews, and, of course, his weekly wrap-up. We do so appreciate him joining us. And heading into the break, Greg, we were talking about a lot of things. We were talking about Thursday seems to be a big day this week, of course, for financial markets. Everybody's waiting for the Fed to come out tomorrow, but Thursday, I believe, you have the Brett Kavanaugh.
Ford's supposed to testify, but I think she's had letters going out to Grassley and his people, and Grassley should call BS on the BS.
Yes.
When they decide not to show up, and they make out, it's so unfair, you're ruining a guy's reputation.
Yes.
And stopping him for the job of a lifetime, and you don't want any introspection on you when you admit you're drunk out of your mind. And you admit you don't know when it happened, and you admit you don't know where it happened, and all your witnesses say that didn't happen. And somehow she's supposed to get a free pass. These women that are doing this, Ramirez and Ford, that are doing this, and they don't have a legitimate, and their stories start out the same way. I was really drunk. Really? That's a good way to start a story about assault? I was so drunk, I was out of my mind. Really? That's how we're going to start that story? My memory's really foggy because I was so drunk. Really? This absolutely is a disservice to all the legitimate women, and there are many.
Yes.
That have real sexual assault. Like Keith Ellison's girlfriend, McMahon?
I don't know.
Yeah, Keith Ellison, who happened recently, she's got a police report, and she's got a medical report, and the doctor said she was assaulted. That's what he says. That's her allegations backed up with what her information. Now, Keith Ellison says it's not true. Okay, but don't you think that's a legitimate case? She says she's been silenced by the left. Ignored, silenced, and smeared, this is her words. McMahon, I believe his last name, Karen McMahon. She says she's been smeared, her words, not mine, by the left and ignored. That's what she says. So why are these Karen Monahan? You just type in Keith Ellison and it says Keith Ellison and Karen Monahan. Boom. Into Bing. This isn't going away, she says. Democrats focus on sexual allegations. Now, listen, we're talking about going after Kavanaugh when he was in high school, which he says he was a virgin, which I think is pretty sickening that he has to come down and talk about his sexual
it
habits
really
in
is.
High school.
Yes.
And then the other one, and both the stories of these two women start out with, I was really drunk, and it happened 35 and 40, 38 years ago. Please stop. This is obvious about what this is.
You know what's really disgusting is how there isn't one politician on that hill, other than Trump, that has come out and even said just what you're saying. Who has come to his defense?
They're afraid women are going to say something. You know what? There's a poll out
there.
I can't remember who it was.
Afraid of their shadows.
That 20 or 25% of women believe them. Believe these women. They should be heard. No, they shouldn't. You got to have a case. I tell you who should be heard. Karen Moynihan should be heard. She's made a police report. She has medical evidence, and it happened just a few months ago. So that woman should be heard. And, you know, this Ford, Blasey Ford, is going to have to come out. I mean, supposedly she's worked for the CIA. Her lawyers are political hacks that have been on camera saying, we must resist Trump. Her lawyer has, you can see it for yourself. This is a political smear job, and I don't think it's going to work this time.
But you know what, Greg?
They're not going to listen. The Republicans, the mainstream press, and the Democrats are going to say what they're going to say. This woman, what's her name, has gotten a wide berth. And what Grassley probably wants her to say, okay, I won't go. Okay, so now they got Thursday, and now they don't like who's questioning her, and she doesn't want to testify under oath. Sorry. He's going to testify under oath. You have to do the same.
All this, I'd be dragging her little butt in there to do it, regardless of what she said.
She's not going to testify. I got news for you.
But you know what?
She's not going to testify. You watch. This is my prediction. Right. Because she's got to stick her hand in a Bible and testify under the threat of perjury. Because the person that's going to go to jail is not her liberal lawyer. The person that's going to jail isn't her liberal legal team. It's her. If she lies, and then she's going to have that. If she can't lie, then she's going to have to be, well, I'm foggy. Well, I was just so drunk. Well, did you work for the CIA? Yes. Okay. Is your lawyer paid for by George Soros in part? Is she a political operative? Yes. Did you have meetings to talk about how you're going to destroy Brett Kavanaugh? I don't want to answer that. She's gonna testify under oath? You're kidding?
Well, her brother worked for the law firm that has
using GPS.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what law firm? What other law firm he worked for? He worked for what?
He worked for a law firm that had to do with, well, what did I say the other day? I reported on it. Fusion, I guess. I mean, there's connections
Fusion
in
GPS,
there. That,
yes. I said that. That's not a law firm. That's a Democratic smear organization. They're the ones that helped out with the phony Trump report.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The dossier, they call it. The phony, the one they use fraudulently for spy warrants.
Mm-hmm.
That one?
Yeah.
So, listen, she's going to have to answer these questions. There's going to be plenty of questions about her. She can't remember the year. Kavanaugh supposedly has some calendars and says, hey, here are my calendars for the time. I know they'll say that me made it up. Really? He's going to bring this stuff out under the threat of perjury? Really?
My question, Greg, who has calendars going back 40 years?
Somebody who's a Supreme Court nominee?
Exactly.
Somebody who's anal?
Yep.
Which is what you want to hear?
Yep.
I don't know.
Well, that was
somebody
my
wanted
point.
To.
Yeah.
It was, you know, that was. That's kind of like a diary. You know, I keep.
Yes.
It's so weird. I have every calendar. I have calendars going back to. I don't know if I have 2009, but I have calendars going back to 2010 and 11. I started on the air 2009. You know, I have all kinds of notes on my calendars. I keep them all. I don't throw them away. I have notes and phone numbers and, you know, little nomenclatures in there, changes. So, you know, I mean, why wouldn't he keep his calendars? I do. Think about that. This is USA Watchdog. I'm never going to be on the Supreme Court or any other court for that matter. You know, I got a general studies degree. I'm not that smart. But I do have my calendars. Well, that's going back 9 years or so.
Yeah. I mean, that was my point about him. I mean, he has his calendars. I mean, that makes him special. That makes him different. That makes him like he's not going to be doing what she said he was doing.
Listen, this is all about him getting on the bench and Trump having a 5-4 court. Now, let's just back up here to Lindsey Graham's questioning of Brett Kavanaugh. And at the end of his questioning, he brings up military tribunals. And I don't know the exact conversation, but the gist of it was he asked him about trying civilians in military court for treason. Yes. Has that happened before? Yes. You there?
Yes.
Still there?
Yes, I am.
Has that happened before? Yes. Yes, says Brett Kavanaugh. Yes. And he named a case, and he talked about Nazi sympathizers, you know, after World War II or during World War II. And Graham says they were put to death. Yes, they were. Yes, they were put to death. Now, you think about that. When's the last time that a senator has questioned a incoming Supreme Court judge about military tribunals, and he talked about what law we're under? And he says, yes, since now are we under military law right now since 9/11? Isn't that right? Yes. Yeah, we're under, yeah. So you can be tried as a civilian. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Well, guess who had a Chinese national on her staff for the last 20 years who tried to pass it off and punt it off as a driver? Dianne Feinstein. Do you think she might have should have known that she had a Chinese national on her staff, being she is on the Senate Intelligence Committee? Think she should know that? You think they might have that kind of information at the NSA, being they now control the NSA, the Trump administration? You think they might be able? They might have that kind of information on her in those records? You think they might have that? And she's the one putting up this dog and pony show because they're desperate?
Yep.
Think she might have that? And the answer is, I think so. That's a reportable fact that she had a Chinese national on her staff. He was going to meetings. He wasn't a driver. He was involved in meetings with her. That's reportedly. This is about impaneling a 5-4 locked Supreme Court, and them going after big people that are going to say, you can't, you know, they can try to stretch it out for years, not military court. No, you don't stretch nothing out in years. No. Here's the day you're going to be in court and be prepared to go. Boom. There's no motions. There's no flooding the court with paper. There's no, no. We're going to produce our evidence, and you're going to refute it, and they're going to have a decision for you. That's how military court works. And then the executive order Trump did reclassifying or reemphasizing the rules of military tribunals. That happened just a few months ago. It's another executive order. That's what this is about, folks. This is about treason. Let me tell you what happened with this whole thing. They tried to, and this is a title, I think, Greg Jarrett's book, which is totally, absolutely correct. They made up phony charges on Donald Trump to try to get him kicked out of office, try to stop him from getting out of office, and then made up phony charges afterwards. Lisa Page, who was the lawyer for Andrew McCabe, came out and said there were no Russian collusion facts, no Russian collusion proven at all whatsoever the time that Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, was impaneled. Okay, so the total thing is illegitimate, bogus. Meanwhile, they wanted to cheat Hillary in because she couldn't win against Bernie Sanders and had to cheat there. And they know they had a terrible candidate, but that was the criminal they wanted. Now, yes, I say criminal because she runs a global charity fraud. There's plenty of crimes associated with what she did with Uranium One and the inside of 6-year undercover source that Robert Mueller and the CIA had for Uranium One, 6 years. But they cheated, and you wonder why the polls were wrong. I always wonder why the polls, how could they be that stupid? No, they were stupid on purpose. Why? Because they were going to cheat, and then after they cheated, and, you know, nobody showed up at her convention, at her meetings and her rallies, and, you know, thousands and tens of thousands would show up for Donald Trump, they turned people away, they'd say, see, look how she won. She won. The polls all said she was going to win. Well, the polls were wrong because the White Hats got out of there and interrupted the cheating. And this blue wave, you know, piece of propaganda they were telling us about. Oh, blue wave. Oh, no. There's no blue wave.
No, I don't think so either.
No, there's no blue wave. That's no. Even Dick Morris was like, this is not going to be a blue wave.
Huh.
You saw the Texas district, that 137 years as a, you know, Democrat, and they've had enough down there, and they put in a Republican after 135 years or something. Oh, they won a big landmark decision about voter ID in Texas. Now, that's how they're how Beto O'Rourke, oh, he's going to beat Ted Cruz. No, he's not, because they can't cheat. They have to cheat. Now, if the White Hats for Trump and the people that work for Trump is the, you think, well, who is working for Trump? The Pentagon. The Pentagon. Who is Michael Flynn, the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency? Oh, ooh. You mean like the CIA for the Pentagon, except we have tanks and missiles and nukes. Okay, yes, him. So if they were able to thwart the cheating enough to get Donald Trump in, how, what do you think they're going to do now to the cheating, now that they are in control of the apparatus? What do you think they're going to do now? They cannot win without cheating. Have you heard any of their ideas? Have you heard any of them put out their ideas? Let's see. I'm not trying to be, you know, Hannity. I'm not trying to be some right-wing whatever. Their ideas are to get rid of ICE, open our borders, have universal basic income, to raise your taxes, to suppress your Second Amendment rights, and you can't even get 39% of Democrats to bite down on that. According to Hillary Clinton, there are limits to the Second Amendment. Oh, and there are limits to the First. You mean limits to speech and religion? Yep. Said that to Chris Wallace in her only big interview. And according to Keith Ellison, the number one, the head of the Democratic National Committee, this Ocasio-Cortez, she's the future of the party. Really?
Oh, good grief.
So this is what you're running on. You're running on nutty time. Tell me they don't have to cheat. Tell me they don't have to cheat. They have to cheat.
They have to cheat.
They have to cheat. It's not a small component. You know, it's like the, let me just harken back to Project Veritas. Project Veritas, Bob Cramer. Dozens of meetings at the White House, including meetings with Obama. Bob Cramer, on camera, talking about the cheating and how they have to cheat and the DNC is paying them and they have to have, they had to have a plausible deniability, I believe was the term, and meetings at the White House, and he quit, it was all exposed about their cheating. And then you hear of reports of Obama was so depressed, you know, about Hillary. They were depressed because the cheating didn't work.
Hey, Greg, I didn't notice because I was listening and paying attention, and we're out of time.
Good. Peace, love, happiness. Thanks for having me on.
Same to you. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Again, folks, make sure you say your little prayers for Pastor Butch Paul. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. And thank you, Greg, once again. Bye-bye. That's too bad.